Thank you for giving customer service a call. My name is Amia. How may I assist you?
Yes. I'm sorry I didn't get your name.
Amia, A-M-I-A.
Amia.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Well, this is my question. I have on my Discover bill a charge that I don't have a clue what it's about or why it's there. It's diet wellness.
Okay, so I definitely understand your concern and your frustrations, and I'll be more than happy to look into it. May you please provide me your first and last name and that billing address for security purposes, please?
Judy Carr, J-U-D-Y-C-A-R-R. The bill amount is $92.90.
No, the billing address.
The address is 628 Prestonwood Circle.
Tyler, Texas, 75703.
That's correct.
All right. Thank you so much for that information. All righty. So I do see that there was a purchase that was made on the 22nd of February. It was for an aloe vera face cream and also an eye serum for the shipping and handling charges of $7.45. And $6.70. It was an all-natural product that helps reduce fine lines and wrinkles. And if you did not give us a call to cancel the trial, then
why am I charged? I mean, I might have done the $7 one.
Okay.
But I surely don't understand the $92.90 charge.
That is the after-trial charges for the product. So if you don't call to cancel the trial, then the after-trial subscription charge would apply to the account until you cancel.
Oh, all right. Well, I was not aware of that.
Yes, ma'am. Now,
and
if you wish to continue with the product, I'll be more than happy to provide you a 35% discount. Have you been enjoying the product?
I tell you what, I used it. I tend to have I did not like it, but this is a deal, girlfriend. I'm like 3 months from being 80, and I would not pay $100 for some kind of lotion and that to put on my face, even if I loved it. It's not like I think I'm going to see a whole lot of difference. And I was not aware of the, if you don't like it, we'll bill you $100 or $92.90.
Okay, so
whatever.
It did have the information within the terms conditions stating that you could have avoided the charges by canceling within the 14 days. And we also would apply 20-day extensions along with other types of discount that we had available. Now, I do have a 50% discount if you would like to continue on with the product.
I do not want to continue on with the product, and I would like a refund for $92.90.
Okay, so those charges on the account are valid. The other number is just a recycled number of ours for that $91.89 as well. I can go ahead and place
it. Oh, is that you too, $91.89?
Yes, ma'am.
What are y'all doing?
Okay, so you have two different products, so two different merchants, and it's going to be two different charges. So as I was stating once before, I will be more than happy to apply my family-friendly discount of 75%, which is leaving you paying the bare minimum.
I don't understand what you're saying. You'd be happy to do what?
Apply 75% discount, my family-friendly discount, and you'll be
able to
paying the bare minimum.
That's not going to work with me. That's
okay,
not.
Gotcha. So,
and all I know is I will call Discover Card and I will challenge
now,
these charges.
By disputing those charges,
that.
What's going to happen is your bank or your credit card company will contact us. We will provide those terms and conditions along with that tracking number, showing charges are legal and valid, and at that point you will become ineligible for a refund. So I'll be more than happy to provide you a 35% discount, and not discount, but a refund for both charges and make sure I get this account canceled out for you. You did not cancel within the 14 days.
You know what? I know you are an employee, I assume. I assume this isn't your company. Correct?
You say you assume this isn't my company?
This is your company?
I'm with customer service.
Yeah, okay, I understand that. But you don't own the company, right?
No, ma'am, I do not own the company.
Okay, but I do feel like these charges, and I don't want to be ugly about it in that, but I feel like these charges were made, whether they're legit or not, but I'm not willing to settle for 35% and give you, I don't have a pen, pencil, or anything.
Okay, so I can meet you halfway with a 50% refund. You know, like I said, the terms, conditions were there when you made the purchase for the product.
Well, I'm going to contact Discover.
You have every right to do so, ma'am. But like I said, they're going to call us, and we're going to provide them that information. And as I stated, they're going to see that it's valid. So,
okay.
Like I said, I can meet
we'll
you halfway with a 50% refund for both charges.
I was just hoping you would be, or your company would be perhaps more understanding. I'm sure I'm not the first person that has had this problem.
Actually, we had the terms conditions there, ma'am. So,
I don't even remember seeing those conditions. Where would those appear?
On the website. Would you like it?
So it's on the website and obvious to read, right? Yeah, give me the website because I'd like to see that in person. I don't know what. I'm waiting.
Okay, give me one brief moment, ma'am, please. Okay, so that's going to be E, L as in Libra, E as in Echo, B as in Valerie, A as in Apple, I as in India, R as in Robert, E as in Echo, cream.com.
Okay.
So that is the website that you will go over the information. But let me speak with my supervisor on the behalf of a 75% refund, and I'll be more than happy to, you know, get that in place for you. Like I said, ma'am, you did not cancel within the 14-day trial period.
Okay, 75% would be how much of a charge?
I know one of them would be $71.17 would be one of the refunds, and the other would be $73.24.
$73.24 with a 75% discount?
$73.24 and $71.17.
Okay, that's not satisfactory.
That
isn't 75% off.
Yes, ma'am, that is 75% refund for both charges. So you're going to get one charge of $71 and another charge of $73. So that's two $70-some-dollar charges that you'll be getting back.
Oh, getting back. I thought
yes.
You said that what the charge would be.
No, ma'am.
Okay, 73 from 11. You know, I just don't feel right about this. I don't feel it's right.
You're
going to
get
wrong.
More than $70. Add $71.24 and $71.17 together, ma'am.
Yeah. But added mm-hmm. together, this comes to... See, I'm just having a problem with the... I can't think of the word. I would think that the company would understand human error.
Ma'am, the terms, conditions were there. They were not in fine print. I can speak with my supervisor on the behalf of a 75% refund. If you just bear with me this one moment, I have the information available for you, all right?
Well, I need to get me a pen anyway and figure it out. I feel like this is fraudulent, is what I'm trying to say, that it's taking advantage of people. And I don't feel right. I am a Christian, and I believe in goodness and right and doing things right and not adhering to things that are wrong. I thought the only way I can explain it, and I know you are too, and I feel like you probably do have a problem with this. I mean, I just messed up. I paid you your whatever total of $14-15, which I agree was worth a try to me, or 16 or 18, I don't know how much, but I choose not to go that route for my skin facial cream, especially two times. My mistake. And so I'll just call Discover and see what perhaps they can do for me. Do you understand?
Yes, ma'am, I understand. Give me one brief moment. Let me see what I can do about a full refund.
Okay, I appreciate that so much.
So I was able to get those funding credits back to you. Also, you will be receiving an email confirming that cancellation and also the refund within the next 24 to 48 hours or however long it does take your bank to release those fundings. Do give me one brief moment, please, so I can get everything situated.
Thank you, Eric.
Ma'am.
Thank you so much. It's the right thing to do.
Ma'am, that was terms, conditions, but... All right. All righty, so it does take 3 to 5 business days in order for those fundings to reappear back into your account or however long it does take your bank to release those fundings, 24 to 48 hours to receive an email confirming the cancellation. And I do have a cancellation number available for you whenever you're ready.
I'm ready, dear.
So that C is in Charlie.
Okay.
013.
013.
C is in Charlie.
Okay.
4 E is in Echo.
4 what?
4 E is in Echo.
Oh, okay.
2992.
Okay. 2992?
Correct.
Pardon. Say the last after 29.
Okay, C is in Charlie, 013, C is in Cat, 4, E is in Echo, 2992.
Okay, I've got it.
All right, so that is a cancellation confirmation. Everything is, those two charges has been reimbursed. Thank you for giving customer service a call. Enjoy your day.
I hope you have a happy Easter.
I hope you do the same. Thank you.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.